The all-male theatre company The Lord Chamberlain's Men returned to Brighton Festival with an open-air performance of Shakespeare's comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream. Overflowing with Elizabethan costumes, it's a tale of fairies, sprites, dukes, confused lovers, traditional music and dance, and it promises to be another treat from the company that bought us the spellbinding production of The Tempest last year. Well, this year, they're at St Nicholas's Rest Garden on Dyke Road, close to the Clock Tower. Put my teeth back
Behave.
In.
Behave.
I don't know where that came from. I really
it's
don't.
Something to do with your bottom, isn't it?
Apologies, everybody. Anyway, they're at Dyke Road. There's no jokes to be had in that name, obviously. I went along there this morning to meet Peter Stickney, who's the artistic director of the Lord Chamberlain's Men. Peter, it's lovely to be talking to you in this quiet, calm park, which is such a great setting for A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful spot, and it's going to be overrun with magical sprites and all manner of woodland creatures and forests later on this evening, but it is a beautiful spot. It's the first time that we've been here this year, but obviously the festival has done some work here in the past. And St Nicholas Rest Garden is a really, really beautiful spot right in the centre of Brighton.
You're very used to taking your shows to various locations up and down the UK. Do you sort of arrive somewhere with trepidation or excitement or a bit of both?
It's my job through the year to visit all of the sites that we're going to take on anew. So I was down here in January when it looked a little bit different. It was a little bit sort of snow-covered and the branches weren't quite so full of leaves. But it's really exciting getting to these completely different locations. The thing that stays the same is our set and the show and the costumes, etc. But the venues always change, and that lends a little bit of something to it. Each different place, each different day has either different challenges or different positives. And this place is really fantastic. It's really beautifully hemmed in, so nice and tree-lined. So we've got something that's all quite nice acoustically. And then the occasional bird fluttering by and seagull nipping here and there. So it's a lovely, lovely spot to play.
And what you present and have done for 15 years now, I believe, it's the 15th anniversary of the company, is Shakespeare as Shakespeare would have expected it to be seen, all male cast, and people able to sort of wander around and have a picnic and something to eat in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's our 15th birthday, as you mentioned. And it's actually also, as an additional anniversary this year, it's 425 years since the Lord Chamberlain's Men was first created. It's presented out in the open air, all male. The costumes and the music and the dance are all of the period, very sort of specifically set and very quite heavily researched. The production, however, is really quite sharp, quite fast, real zesty, and really alive. And I think the audiences really find that there's a fantastic mix of the historical sort of accuracy and authenticity with a really lively, direct playing style. And with it being in the open airs as it is, as Shakespeare intended, as Shakespeare saw all of his work, or the vast majority, there's a real informality, and there's therefore a real directness and a real direct connection between the actors and the audience. And I think our audiences get a tremendous amount out of that and really feel not only welcomed into the space where we're going to play, but also a real part of the performance and of the collective and shared experience that the shows definitely are.
Some people might look and say, Midsummer Night's Dream, that's a bit of a banker going back to the old favourites. You know, what new am I going to get from seeing Midsummer Night's Dream?
So it's my first time that I've directed this show, and it's the first time that under my stewardship, so this is my fourth year running the company, it's the first time that I've put this on. It does get wheeled out quite often, but actually it's something in my work on the show it's almost sort of a year really in my pre-production work, and then we have 5 weeks of rehearsal before our premiere at the Brighton Festival. The play's really sort of unravelled itself to me and really opened itself out, and I think if you take the time to approach these texts, these fantastic texts, with a level of honesty and openness and just letting them speak to you, you'll find new things. We're not planting any big ideas on it, we're simply opening the text up for people to be able to explore. And we had somebody in from the festival to watch a rehearsal last night, and she said that, you know, having seen it millions and millions of times, actually it really spoke to her anew, and there were new moments that she discovered within the play that she hadn't really encountered before, hadn't really thought about. And also that the all-male dynamic brings something slightly different to it. So with our lovers, so with her, Hermia and Helena being men, that relationship or that dynamic with Lysander and Demetrius is brought to new light. And I think that, interestingly enough, going back to the older ways of doing it, gives a sort of a new fresh stance upon it, a new fresh sort of viewpoint on it.
And that's why Shakespeare's still being performed almost 400 years on.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing, is I think if you look hard enough, there will always be things that he can talk to us about from down the ages that are relevant.
I was trying to think as I came along to meet you this morning, what is there new to say about it? What can I remember about Midsummer Night's Dream about now? And I thought, blimey, is it an early representation of Rohypnol use?
Quite possibly. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely something that I think gets sort of slightly, not pushed under the carpet, but slightly forgotten, is there's tons of this magic and this drug taking, this love potion and this love juice that gets used through the show.
Poisoning.
Essentially, yeah. I think it would be probably quite heavily frowned upon in today's society, and quite rightly so.
It was okay for fairies, folks.
But it's magic. That's the thing. It's magic. And so I think they, Oberon, Puck, Titania, just about get away with it. And that's something that we've really focused in on, is the magical setting of it and bringing those fairy creatures to life and to the sort of forefront of the story, so that we really do spend an evening in magical company. That's the hope.
Have you got lots of big masks and donkey heads and things?
We have, yeah. We've got we have a mixture for our costumes. We have a mixture of hired costumes and then a mixture of seven specific handmade items. So Oberon, Titania, Robin Goodfellow, so Puck, Helena, Hermia, they all have made costumes, and then the fairies are in these sort of quite extraordinary, I think they're sort of based in Morris dancing actually, but they're somewhere between Morris dancing and these sort of leathern worn waistcoats. With lots of hats. We've got lots of hats this year, that's our big thing. And then a big donkey's head, but all shall be revealed.
I kind of, looking back, would have wonder why I aspire to be bottom in a production rather than Puck. I don't know what that says about me.
I think that says that you like the laughter from the audience is what that says.
Probably not on a hot day. I think Puck on a hot day is better than playing bottom.
I think so, yeah. If you spend, best part of three scenes inside that big hot donkey's head, I think you would sooner rather be in some sort of a light waistcoat with a light sort of fairy hat on. I think that'll suit the climate much better, yeah, for sure.
And hopefully great weather for the shows here. Remind us when you're performing.
Yep, so we open our premieres this evening at 6:30, which is Thursday the 23rd. Then we're playing Friday 1:30 and 6:30, and Saturday 1:30 and 6:30. Five performances over 3 days in Brighton. And then we're off around the country. And our tour lasts, after this week, a further 16 weeks, where we go throughout the UK, and then the final 2 weeks in mainland Europe, where we go to France and Germany.
Lovely. Peter, thanks very much for speaking to me.
Pleasure, thank you very much.
That was Peter Stickney from the Lord Chamberlain's Men talking to Rebecca. Rebecca, you couldn't let it lie, could you? Puck on a hot day is better than playing bottom.
Well, no, it's a serious costume question. And I actually then asked Peter if I could have a look at Bottom's head. And a box was opened and the donkey's head came out. And I took a little photo, which I showed you, but I said I wouldn't share it on social media yet because it is their UK premiere opening night tonight. So I didn't want
spoil
to give
fun.
But it's a fabulous headpiece. But on a hot day, you would not want to be wearing that donkey's head in the heat. So I feel for the actor as he tours across the UK over the summer with it.